7 WIRX.
Well, good morning. I'm Brock, he's Hunter.
Yes.
Just about quitting time. That's good news.
It is good news.
It's kind of crappy out, man. I don't want to have another heavy nap day again, but I think it might be.
Yeah, I can't do that again. Yeah, I nap for, I got enough sleep for a week yesterday, so.
I know, there's some days. Like, but when it's crappy out, though, you don't feel as bad, I guess. I don't know.
Errand day. Run some errands.
Yeah, there
spend
you
some
go.
Money.
There you go. Actually, it was it is payday today, so that's probably what's going to happen. I'll go here, I'll spend some money there, and paycheck's gone. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Grab it and hand it. That's it.
We're just passing along like Milton with the cake. That's it.
Yep.
And then we don't get any.
Nothing.
Well, before we get out of here, we still got what we learned on the show coming up. Right now, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. I'll be honest, I didn't really find a lot of good ones. I got one about temperature and one about barcodes. Which one do you want? I know, right?
It doesn't matter. Temperature, maybe?
Okay, let's do that one. Because this is kind of crazy. The biggest temperature change over a 24-hour period in history happened January 15th, 1972, in Loma, Montana. The temperature jumped from negative 54 all the way up to 49.
What?
103-degree swing in 24 hours.
What?
You're going
in
from
Montana? How does that... So
you're going from a parka to board shorts? Jesus.
How did it go? How did it get to negative 55? That's obviously at night.
Yeah.
But damn.
Yeah. That'll mess with
you,
man.
I mean, there just must have been a massive cold front come through and then leave.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But to go all the way to 49 degrees? What?
Yeah, what do you do? Hey, guys, we're up. We got to lock the doors and put towels in the cracks because, you know, it's freezing. It's a negative 55. And then we're going to go golfing tomorrow. We're going to get up and go golfing.
You go from we're all dead to, oh, what a nice, nice.
Yeah, what a nice day.
What a nice day. I think I'm going to put my light jacket on.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were camping. Like, if you had a tent, you know, you're out camping during that time.
Worst camping trip ever.
What the hell was that all about? I went from wearing, like a full-blown snowsuit.
Yeah. You go to, like, trying to survive on Mount Everest to...
Seriously.
I'll wear my... I'll do the old shorts and sweatshirt look today. That'd be nice. Yeah. Montana's
so
crazy like that,
though. What?
103-degree swing.
Jeez.
Yeah. But, you know, to be honest, here in the Midwest, we get that quite a bit. You know what I mean? That just sounds like springtime. Maybe not quite that
pure
crazy.
Pure Michigan. That's what you put after that.
Unbelievable. Back. Yeah, that's just a Michigan day right there. That's Michigan in the spring, man.
Jeez, man.
Christ. Well,
isn't that how natural disasters happen, though? Isn't it like tornadoes?
Yeah, you definitely got something going on there, for sure, for sure.
Be a little nervous that day.
Nature, you crazy. Nature's just trying to kill us, man. That's all it is. That's all it is. Chalk it up for that.
Flush us out of its system. You know?
All right, should I bring my snowsuit and my Hawaiian shirt? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Bring it all. We're in Montana, baby.
I don't know what's going to happen. All right, there you go. That's your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Like the song.